pray, I'm just going to stand up and read with very little comment several verses in Judges chapter 13, in connection with Manoah. Judges chapter 13 and verse 17. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is his name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret, or as another version renders it, seeing it is wonderful? And I believe that these few verses, as our brother Bob has said, bring before us the person of the Lord Jesus. But let's read some further verses. Verse 19, so Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. So I believe that that would bring before us the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did wondrously. And so, just as Manoah and his wife had the privilege of looking on and contemplating the person and work of the Lord Jesus, so we have that same privilege today.
Could we sing number 150, brethren? And when we get to verse 6, perhaps we can rise.
Thou art the everlasting Word, the Father's only
Thank you. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 7, He was oppressed, He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so He opened not His mouth. Pray together. Our God and our Father, what can we say? We consider Him who spoke the universe into existence. We hear of numbers beyond our ability to take it in. Yet this is a limited universe. But when He opened not His mouth in powerful love for Thee, our Father, and for each one of us, He went to performing an infinite work that we will celebrate for eternity. And truly, Lord Jesus, as we contemplate the glory of Thy person, it brings us to consider the glory of the cross. We thank You for this time this afternoon. We pray our hearts will be moved, Lord Jesus, to live for Thee, Thou who died for us. That lay aside Thy glory and walk down here as a humble man. Forgive us our pride, Lord Jesus. Forgive us our pride that even in the things of God we manage to make trouble. We ask for forgiveness, restoration. We thank You for these meetings. We pray for all the assemblies represented, all the families represented, and each one of us, Father. We thank You for such a gift. Help us to live out what we have in Him. Thank You, Father, in His name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.